A severe budget cut has devastated a Southeast Ohio sheriff's department, so much so that only the sheriff has a job. In rural Meigs County, Sheriff Ralph Trussell was forced to lay off all of his deputies because of a lack of funding. From member station WOUB in Athens, Fred Kite reports.
Sheriff Trussell is especially thankful that some officers from nearby towns will lend a helping hand now and then, because otherwise he'd have no backup at all.
You've reached the Meigs County Sheriff's Office. No one is in the office at this time.
Unless you call between 8 a.m. and noon Monday through Friday, all you get at the sheriff's office is that phone message. The villages here have their own small police departments, and the State Highway Patrol is available for traffic accidents. But Trussell is the only peace officer available for miles and miles in the rural areas.
I'm getting kind of tired, yes. Sometimes it's long days. The night before last, I got back in about midnight.
The sheriff laid off his 13 deputies last month when he ran out of money, and his requests and even a lawsuit for more were unsuccessful. Meigs has the state's highest unemployment rate, and the county commissioners say they're tapped out because after the final coal mines closed, tax revenues plummeted. Jet skis and motorboats skim along the Ohio River on this sunny summer afternoon as people gather in a nearby park. Just a couple blocks away from the empty sheriff's office sit two women at a picnic table. Each says they've bought a gun to protect themselves. One woman in her 60s, who would not give her name, says she's afraid.
And I think it's a shame that the people in Meigs County pays their taxes, and then we have no kind of law enforcement at all around here, because the guy can only do so much.
While one local businessman calls the situation an invitation to criminals, another calls that alarmist and says crime is not a big problem. Sheriff Trussell knew at the beginning of the year that he wouldn't have enough money to make it through, but decided to leave all the deputies on the payroll until the money ran out. County resident Charles Randolph thinks that was mismanagement.
I don't think really it ought to have been happening, because he should have took care of his money so he could keep the deputies on so we could have law in this town. It's going to be awful if we don't get some law in here.
Atop a bluff of high stone cliffs overlooking this historic river town sits the Meigs County Emergency Services Office. Director Jean Lyons is eager to have the funding problem resolved because her ambulance crews have been hampered when responding to medical emergencies.
Right now it is putting, a lot of pressure on EMS, not only from the standpoint of not being able to, complete our job in a timely manner, but also as far as safety.
Sheriff Trussell says as the summer stretches on, he expects the situation to get worse.
We've had fights. We've had two gun calls where guns were actually fired since I've been on by myself, and it's starting to get worse. The domestic violence cases are picking up. It's not a good situation.
But it's a situation that Meigs County Sheriff Ralph Trussell doesn't see changing anytime soon. For NPR, this is Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.